She's got the scoop and all the entertainment news you need.
From L.A., New York, and Montreal.
Ladies and gentlemen.
It's Nikki's Biz.
Sam Smith called me babe on Friday. True story.
Your life was made.
Swoon. We're going to listen to that coming up in just a second. First, the original James Bond actor Sean Connery died in his sleep on Saturday. He was 90 years old. There's been no cause of death revealed, but his wife had said that he'd been suffering from dementia, which is absolutely horrendous and so hard for families to go through. Mm-hmm. And his son did say that he had been unwell for some time. He lived a full life, right?
Full life. To give you some context, my grandmother, who is 80 years old.
800? What did you say?
80-something years old. I don't remember the exact age. Growing up, Sean Connery was her, like, crush. Oh, when he was on the big screen, like, stop everything. It was all Sean Connery. So, I mean, he's had a very full life, all this to say.
Because the ladies loved him.
The ladies did love him.
Yeah, absolutely. But rest in peace to him, and definitely thinking of his family at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah Carey took us on a spooky adventure to reveal it's time. You look forward to it every year now.
Like clockwork.
Yeah. It's time to put the Halloween decorations away and get ready for the holidays, she says.
It's time.
I don't want a lot for Christmas.
If I was like her and I basically won the lottery every time this year, I would be that happy.
I'm that happy too, and I don't win the lottery this time of year. I spend money. I don't make money. But I was actually shopping online for Christmas trees this weekend.
Already? Yeah. Oh, all right.
I'm bored.
You also want to beat the rush. I hate to say it, and you don't want to give in to the whole, the rush of these things, but a lot of stuff will be sold out.
It's not the case for me. I'm just really bored.
Okay.
I'm just
like a lot of people, specifically this year, right?
Yeah.
I see a lot of people putting up.
Might as well. Exactly. So I got to speak to Sam Smith on Zoom on Friday, live from my condo.
Very cool.
We spoke about living life so vulnerably, which Sam Smith has done through their music and through their message as well. And I just love the way they responded to this question.
That's the beauty of people and humans, is that we can all talk to each other and be there for each other through this hard life. Life is hard.
It's true. What a lesson learning that, right? I think, I don't know about you, but I know I spent a really long time, a lot of time, fighting any of the negative emotions. Like, I thought, just as soon as I can figure out how to not feel that way, then I'm going to have life figured out. And I think the wiser you become, the more you grow and learn and sort of go through that journey, you realize that that's not the way to do it, right?
Oh, completely. And you learning as I'm getting older that you have to, the uncomfortable is part of life, and you have to step into that and kind of embrace the ups and downs and the sadness and the imperfections of things.
It's so humbling, you know, to hear from someone who's has so much life experience, has met
so much success,
who has, you know, I mean, they're young, like 20s still, and still has this sort of this knowledge and this wisdom about them.
Sam Smith just has this like glow and energy, and I was like, I felt like that was a therapy session.
Right,
honestly. I say, like, you guys were so comfortable together.
Thank you for saying that, Mark.
Something about it was kind of...
A few of my best friends were like, you guys would be the best of friends, and I agree.
Not to mention, it looks like you guys have the same decoration in each of your condos, too, right?
We do.
And you literally live right across the street from the Bell Center, so next time they're in town, whenever that is, maybe they can come by for some nachos after.
I might have missed my shot on Friday. I should have said, do you want to be friends? Can you sign here? Sign here if you want to be friends. Inevitably as well, it came up that Montreal, of course, is the best city in the world for concerts.
Mm-hmm.
This is where Sam Smith calls me babe, okay?
Ooh. Oh, my God. Babe, I remember one of my favorite gigs of all time was my first show in Montreal in the Bell Center.
Yes.
And I remember having one of the most amazing moments on stage I've ever had. It was incredible.
You know, I just got chills when you said that. And almost every artist I've spoken to who's performed here will say the same thing. And I've lived in other parts of Canada, so I've seen concerts in different cities. And there's something so magical about the vibe and the energy here in Montreal, the passion, the people. I hear it all the time.
People get music there.
Yeah. And they throw themselves into it, right? Like, they are there, and they're there for you. And you absolutely blew our mind. It was amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Okay, so you have to check out the video, our entire interview. It's at the Beat 92.5 on both Facebook and Instagram. And you will see, because I got messages from people who listen to the show. when Sam Smith calls me babe, it takes me a second to sort of, like, I take a beat to realize right. what just happened, and then my neck, like, jerks back, like, oh, my gosh.
You know the exact moment when you did realize that he called you that.
This just happened and how it made me feel, how it made me feel as well. So, yeah, you can check out our whole chat, the Beat 92.5 Facebook and Instagram for you.
You're still glowing from that as well.
I got some off glow from Sam Smith. He got some of his glow. They got some of their glow on me.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It was an amazing conversation. Really, really amazing human.